يكرر light of my two eyes يكرر evil you despise O master of العالمين O leader to المؤمنين
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha.
The gate of knowledge.
We send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Welcome to our program, The Gate of Knowledge. As you know, we talk about the virtues and characteristics of the pious ones. We said before that the pious ones perform virtuous deeds but still feels afraid. And as we said, if you look at a pious person, you will find two things in his actions. One is fear and one is hope. Let me share with you a hadith from Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, who says, if you open up the heart of a believer, you would find two lights over there. One is the light of hope, and one is the light of fear. Hope for what and fear from what? Hope from the mercy of Allah, and fear from the actions and responsibilities. Fear from the possibility that our actions may be defected, our actions may be lacking the qualification that they should have. Therefore, it is balanced in the heart of a believer. It is balanced. Fear and hope are equal at the same level. Of course, it may be more, it may be less, but the equilibrium and equality exists over there. What happens if fear becomes more or hope becomes more? If hope becomes more, then the person will be heedless of the duties and actions. And if the fear increases over the hope, again the same result will be there. If fear increases, again the person will say, I am a man who has lost the goal, and eventually does not act according to the duties. Therefore, the best way is to be always concerned and always active, do whatever one can, and still be concerned. Of course, after this life, the result will be revealed to the person. As far as we are here, we have to be between hope and fear. Another thing that in this section we want to talk about is the way one treats day and night, how one passes through day and night. Imam says, in the evening he is anxious to offer thanks to Allah. In the morning his anxiety is to remember Allah. He passes the night in fear and rises in the morning in joy. Fear lest night is passed in forgetfulness, and joy over the favor and mercy received by him. You see here two separate things. One is the concern about what has passed, and one is the concern about the duties that is coming. Very clearly, Imam, peace be upon him, says, in the evening he is anxious to offer thanks. It is about the past. The day has passed in obedience of God, and therefore one should be thankful to Allah for that opportunity that is given. Therefore, the person is anxious to offer thanks to Allah. In the morning, his anxiety is to remember Allah. This is for the future. When the person gets up and there is a prayer that it is recommended to perform a sajda, to prostrate and say, Alhamdulillah alladhi radda ilayya ruhi. I praise God who sent back to me my soul and gave me the opportunity to praise him and to worship him. Therefore, at the very beginning, at the outset of the day, the person reminds himself of the duties that he has during the day to remember Allah and to obey Allah. Therefore, in the morning, the concern is anxiety is to remember Allah. The person is anxious. Maybe I forget Allah. And he is careful to remember Allah. He passes the night in fear and rises in the morning in joy. Fear lest night is passed in forgetfulness. Again, when at night he is also anxious to pass the whole night in forgetfulness. Hadith says that if a person loves me, God says, if a person loves me, should not sleep all night, should stand up and talk with me and pray and perform prayers. Therefore, the person is anxious in the fear of passing the whole night in forgetfulness. And joy at the morning, the joy over the favor and mercy received by him. In the morning also, if he gets up and he has already done some prayers and worship and supplications to God, he is thankful again to God for the favor he has given to him, and also for the favor to extend his life. In one word, day and night, which is a section, a part of the life, we need to use this section of life, this time of the life, in a way that gets us near to God. This is the time. This is the steps that we use up, the time that we use up, and the steps we take towards the hereafter. Imam Sajjad, the fourth Imam, says that your breathes are your steps towards the hereafter and the death. Therefore, every section of the life is important, and we need to be concerned how we use it and how we get near to God through it. And if we had opportunity to perform good actions, for that we need to be thankful. And for the future and the possible forgetfulness and possible problems that may come forth, we need to be anxious. Therefore, the same thing is practiced. Fear and hope, always side by side, is practiced in every hour and in every day and night of a person who is pious. Therefore, it is not like ordinary people who pass days and nights and months and years and is heedless of the passage of life. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, how fast passes the days in the week, and how fast pass the weeks in the month, and how fast months pass over the year, and how years pass fast over the life. Therefore, awareness and being alert of the time is a practice that the people of piety perform and practice, and this is outstanding in every moment of their life. One learned person was asked, what do you do if you are informed that tomorrow you pass away? If somebody asks us, what do we do? And he said, I do whatever I have done from the beginning of my puberty and my beginning of life. I do whatever I have done, because every night I supposed that tomorrow I will die, and it is the end of the course. Therefore, I have been always alert. I have been always ready for the hereafter. This is a very good mood for people to be alert of the position they have, about the time and the value of the time and the way they can use it to get near to Allah. Therefore, this is one of the characteristics that we need to create in ourselves, in one word, to be alert of the passage of time, day and night, and to use them in the best way possible. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, Ya Rabbana, salli ala,
صلى الله عليه.